The gorges are magnificent places to relax, to learn about nature, to avoid stress, to spend time with your friends. The reasons the students drown in Fall Creek Gorge is because of the debris and the depth of the pool and the strength of the current that traps swimmers underwater.
We weren't even like planning on swimming. Eventually Nate was like kind of convinced to go swimming with my other friend. And from there, we don't exactly know what happened, but Nate started panicking, and I guess the gorges have really strong currents or something. He struggled. I tried to go in and save him, but he was like panicking, so he was starting to pull me down and stuff too, so that kind of failed. And yeah, after that, we called the police. They're too late. Yeah, it's all kind of a blur because it happened really fast.
Gorge regulations. Stay on trails or within designated areas. Swimming is prohibited. Do not walk on closed trails or other restricted areas marked by fences, gates, and railings. Violators are subject to arrest.
Because of him pulling me down, like I had to gasp for air a couple times myself, so I like kind of struggled to get back to shore as well. He passed the swim test and stuff, so it's not like he didn't know how to swim or anything.
The problem in the gorges is that they are ever-changing. Even the smallest of falling rocks cause serious injury or death.
We don't quite know what's going on underneath the surface of the water. The water's a little bit turbid, you can't quite see through it always. And it turns out in the bottom of that bedrock, there are holes. And when water flows over a hole, you get an eddy or a recirculation eddy. But what these eddies do is they trap fluid and whatever's in that eddy. Even the strongest swimmers go across, and that eddy's strong enough, it will spin you down and in. And once you're in the eddy, I'm afraid you're another statistic for the gorges of Ithaca. So don't become a statistic. Stay out of swimming in the gorges.